This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Thursday to you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, we praise and exalt you here today. Thank you for another day. Thank you for waking us up today. And if it's at the end of the day, thanks for giving us the strength to get through another day. We praise your mighty name here today. We ask for your blessings on our Bible study here now, Lord, on this message. Speak to us where we know you speak 24 hours a day. That is in your word. We listen for your voice. Speak to us, lead us, guide us. Equip us, minister to us here today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You are going to hear now the last part of this message that's been playing this week. So look at the unpardonable sin. As I was going through this, actually, as I was preparing for this, the Lord showed me that there are unpardonable sins. You hear it sometimes on TV by someone else called it hyper grace, folks. Those who say and believe there's nothing you could do on God's green earth to ever affect your relationship with God. And I don't agree with that. I think that there's lots of things you can do to affect your relationship with God. Read James chapter 4, verse 4. Read 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, where you can end up being called the enemy of God. That affects your relationship. But we're looking here today at a couple of more, at two more to be specific, unpardonable sins that you could commit against the Lord, sins that there are no forgiveness from. That's what we're looking at here today as we wrap up this message, and we'll be back again tomorrow with a new study in the book of Acts here as we're going through the book of Acts verse by verse. So let's hear the last part of this message now, and more info on this ministry real quick. You can go to WGODradio.com. I invite you to like the Facebook page too, WGOD Radio. These sermons are uploaded as soon as they're preached and put online. You also can go there and hear the message from last week entitled The Murder of John the Baptist. Here's the last part of this message now, the unpardonable sin.
I mean, the Son of God's not here anymore for you to credit his miracles to Satan, right? I don't know, though. Let's move on here. Let's see where we end up. Let me read this note to you from my Bible Knowledge Commentary. Now, Jesus declared all sins and blasphemies, that is, derogatory words spoken against God, all sins and blasphemies of men are open to God's gracious forgiveness, with one exception, blasphemies against the Holy Spirit. In light of the context, this refers to an attitude of defiant hostility towards God that rejects his saving power towards man, expressed in the spirit-empowered person and work of Jesus. It is a person's preference for darkness, even though he has been exposed to light. Such a persistent attitude of willful unbelief can harden into a condition in which repentance and forgiveness, both mediated by God's Spirit, becomes impossible. And this person becomes guilty of an eternal sin. Singular. One sin. The ultimate sin. Because it remains forever unforgiven. Now, the Lord did not actually say the scribes had committed this unpardonable sin, but they were perilously close to committing it. They were close to calling the Holy Spirit Satan. All right, here's another note from this Life Application Bible I found. I love this. Listen to this. There is one sin that cannot be forgiven: blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit refers not so much to a single action or word as to an attitude. Those who defiantly deny Jesus' power and persistently refuse to believe he is the Messiah are blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Whoa, I guess we can commit this today then. Matthew's gospel states it this way. More on that in a second. Matthew 12:32. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. Now, I'm doing a lot of praying and thinking about this week. And I've always heard it said you can't commit the unpardonable sin anymore. And I'm afraid that that's wrong. You can commit this today. The unpardonable sin today, hear me, here it is. The unpardonable sin today is unbelief. Saying no to the Savior is unpardonable. There's not forgiveness for it, because forgiveness comes from the blood. There's no forgiveness for it in this age or in the age to come. And I can think of another unpardonable sin. Any idea what that is? Anyone venture to guess? No, because I'm uncertain of that. I hope not. I hope suicide is pardonable. I've got no direction on that. I've got no encouragement on that. I can't guarantee you anything on that. Here's another unpardonable sin. It's taking the mark of the beast. Revelation chapter 14, verses 9 through 11. Let me read it to you. It says this. Revelation 14, 9 through 11. It says, the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, in case you didn't hear, if any man worships the beast and his image and receives his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture, or we should say full strength, into the cup of his indignation. And he will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angel and in the presence of the Lamb. The smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. They have no rest, day or night. Whoever worships the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. If you take the mark of the beast at the end of the age, you've committed the unpardonable sin. I'm telling you here today, on the authority of the Word of God, if you take the mark of the beast, there's no repentance. You can't wash it off. You can't do what Peter did and repent, who swore he didn't know Jesus. You can't repent from this sin. There's no turning back from that. Okay, let's wrap up this chapter here, verse 31. And the scary thing is that people are going to be deceived into doing this. Do you hear me? The people that take the mark of the beast here coming up at the end of the age, whether it's sometime during Hillary Clinton's presidency. That's, come on now, be honest. If that happens during her, I mean, the people that take this are deceived into doing it. He deceives those that dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do. Calls fire down. People are tricked. Over 3 billion people are going to be deceived into doing this, I believe, in our lifetime. And I think this is one of the reasons God has us here. And we're fully equipped. We know the truth. The time is going to come where everyone here is going to be called on to use the knowledge you have acquired that God's given you. whether or not you're Roy's age or Parker. Verse 31. Then there came his brethren and his mother standing without. They sent unto him, calling him. And the multitude sat about him, and they said to him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren without this seek for thee. And he answered them, saying, Who is my mother? And who is my brother? Or my brethren? Now catch this. Just imagine what he did here. Can you see him sitting around this group of people? And it says, he looked around about them. Can you see him doing this? Looking around. He looked round about on them, which sat about him. And he says, Behold, my mother, my brother, my sisters. Behold, my mother, and my brethren. Verse 35, for whosoever, that means you, whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother. I say to that, sweet. Whoever does the will of God, this man or woman is Jesus' brother and sister and mother. In other words, we are family. I wanted to sing that song. I don't know it. There's a perfect song. I'm so glad to be a part of the family of God. We're family. This is how he describes it. I would never bring our relationship with the Son of God down to this familial level. But he does, and that's my fault. I leave you with these two verses. Galatians 6:10, it calls us members of the household of faith. And Ephesians 2:19, it says this. It says, Now therefore, ye are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Hallelujah. You and I, members of the household of God. So really, the only thing I could say about that is, please pass the potatoes. Let's pray.
Imagine that. Members of the household of God. Indeed, we are family.
Thank you for listening today.
And let's fade out of that program here. And we have just a couple minutes before we start Andrew Womack's Gospel Truth radio broadcast here for Thursday. And happy Thursday and good morning to everyone out there. I'm Paul Esposito, station manager of this wonderful radio station. And this is day four of our spring fundraiser here, where we have devoted this week to raise up the money we need for us to continue broadcasting here. The amount of money we're raising is the same as it's been in the past. That's $30,000. We stand right now at $24,580. That's where we stand, $24,580. We're $5,420 away from being all wrapped up again for six more months. So if you enjoy my program, if this is one that you like to listen to in the morning, if you're blessed by what you hear, I praise God for that. Maybe you are a fan of Andrew Womack's Gospel Truth program. If that ministry blesses you on a daily basis, I encourage you to give me a call here at the station on this Thursday morning at 632-1000. And sow your very best financial gift into this ministry. Enable us to continue to bring to you programs such as these. And not only that, but to continue to remain on the air so that we continue to broadcast, because we are dependent on your giving and your faithful contributions here. Keep this radio station alive and well and broadcasting the good news. We can't do it without your partnership. The number, once again, is 632-1000. We're in search of $5,420. Again, $5,420. $420 will take us up to $25,000, and it's all downhill from there once we hit $25,000.